I'm so much cooler online, I know, than in real life, or IRL, as the kids call it. It's so fetch. My name is Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's Monday. It's 10:30, so you know what time it is. It's time for Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital to join us here on the Expert Panel. Lexi, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing great. How was Spring Jam?
It was a great time. It was beautiful weather.
It really was.
We really lucked out on the day, especially looking outside today and it being so windy and gross. Yeah. But yeah, it was beautiful. I think everybody had a great time. You know, I really enjoyed being out there.
I'm loving the stage and the production they have down there now for Spring Jam.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
It's awesome. I mean, you're just like on the beach listening to music. It's a pretty sweet setup.
Mm-hmm. The best place for a concert.
Yeah.
All right. ADXDigitalMarketing.com. You want to go to this website. ADX is your comprehensive digital marketing partner. This ever-changing landscape, everything with AI and just everything digital and social media, there's so much out there. There's so much to know. If you're running a business and you don't have time to mess with all this, there's experts right here in this building that can help you out. 262-6000 or go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Send them an email, connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Lexi, what are we talking about today? We got some more social media-esque type subjects here.
Yeah, I would say. So today we're going to talk about LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn is one of our products that we can offer at ADX Digital, and it is a great product for some particular verticals. For example, healthcare, recruitment, job recruitment specifically, and even business-to-business marketing. So LinkedIn, you know, especially within the healthcare field, healthcare professionals are really putting a lot of their time on LinkedIn for a couple different reasons. You know, there's a lot of different LinkedIn tools that you can access through LinkedIn. One of those is through professional networking. So, you know, people are definitely going on. It's a great virtual space for healthcare professionals to really expand their network and establish connections with doctors and nurses or researchers that are outside of their, you know, individual offices. LinkedIn's also great for content sharing and engagement, you know, within the healthcare vertical as well as outside of it. It's a great place to just disseminate valuable information. And a lot of times, you know, that content that is being shared is a great way to spark discussions and boost engagement. So that's another great thing that LinkedIn kind of facilitates through the platform, as well as groups and communities. So, you know, these groups and communities that are developed are ways for people to kind of get involved in these hubs of knowledge exchanges. And so with being able to join and participate in these relevant groups can definitely give healthcare marketers that direct access to their target audience. And so there's plenty of ways to unlock the potential with these advertising solutions, specifically with LinkedIn. LinkedIn offers different targeting advertising. We have a lot of different targeting strategies. We can target based on job titles or skills or industry. And there's also a lot of different ad formats to choose from with LinkedIn, whether it runs just in the feed or across the LinkedIn audience network. There's various different types of targeting strategies that we're going to go through, as well as the types of creative that we can run or the types of ad formats, whether it be a single image, a video, a carousel. So there's a lot of different things that we can do with LinkedIn that we're going to talk through today.
You talk a lot on the show about, is it ad mirroring?
Social mirroring,
right? Mm-hmm. So does that work with LinkedIn as well?
So yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. So with LinkedIn, this is one of the 8 social media platforms that we can mirror from. So we can actually take a post from LinkedIn and mirror it across other websites and apps. That would be our social mirror product. But with our social mirror product, we have that flexibility to mirror from 8 different social media websites, LinkedIn being one of them.
Wow.
So thank you for flagging that. That's a great point.
And I've not been on LinkedIn much in my life, but I've always thought of it as sort of like just, you know, where the professionals hang out, you know, where people are going to look for jobs. They're looking for to build teams.
Yes.
It's usually people who are very, you know, successful and they've got a lot going on in the business world, right?
Yeah. And it's if you follow people in your industry, you're constantly getting updates on industry news and what's going on in the industry. So it's a great tool, you know, like, instead of sitting there and scrolling through Facebook, maybe you sit there and scroll through LinkedIn.
Right. Yeah.
but yeah, so based on or the audience here that we're seeing, about 60% of LinkedIn audience is between 25 to 34, just to kind of give you an age demographic. So, you know, if you're an advertiser and that's kind of the demographic you're looking to target, people that are maybe looking for jobs, coming out of college soon, that sort of thing, this LinkedIn would definitely be a great product for you. And we also have data that shows that audiences on LinkedIn are 6 times more likely to convert. And that word convert just means take an action. So convert could be kind of, that's how we measure return on investment. It's any sort of action that we want the user to take after seeing your ad. So that just kind of goes to show that people on LinkedIn are very engaged and are likely to take an action after seeing your ad. And we also see that about 93% of B2B marketers use LinkedIn. So B2B being business to business, meaning, you know, any company that is providing goods or services to another company. So this could be, for example, like a wholesaler to a reseller. One example that pops out into my mind is like clothing retailers. A lot of clothing retailers, especially like smaller clothing stores, typically, you know, go to, I think it's called like the market, and they purchase their clothes and their shop from a larger wholesaler. And bring them back and sell them for retail at their store. So that is just kind of an example of B2B marketing. And we do see a lot of B2B or business to business on LinkedIn.
Somebody just texted in, they use LinkedIn for transitioning out of the military. A lot of people use it for that, finding work as civilians.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, so there could be some business advertising opportunities if your target audience is, you know, former military.
Yeah, exactly. And there's many different targeting strategies that we can use, specifically those category or behavioral targets. We have thousands of different segments. And we'll get into those a little bit later, but that'll be exactly kind of how we can target, you know, specific types of people, because it's going to be based on their online and offline activities. So with LinkedIn, there's a couple different places that we can run your ads. So one is just going to be in the newsfeed, and that's going to be, you know, as you're scrolling through the newsfeed, you'll see just a standard LinkedIn ad. This won't be your right rail ads. The ads that are in the actual newsfeed kind of centered is going to get a lot higher engagement and click-throughs. So that is where the ads that you would be buying through us would serve. And you would also have those like engagement opportunities on the ad itself, where it would have the like, comment, and share buttons like you would see on like a regular social media post, as well as a call to action. So, you know, your call to action is that button that kind of tries to get the user to complete whatever action it is, whether it's applying now and creating or submitting an application for a job or whatever it may be. But outside of the newsfeed, we also have the capability to run ads within the LinkedIn audience network. So this LinkedIn audience network is actually websites and apps that have partnered with LinkedIn. So it's outside of LinkedIn completely. And if you add this on when you're buying LinkedIn, it actually increases your reach by about 25%. So some of the websites, for example, that have partnered with LinkedIn that you can show up on through buying LinkedIn would be like MSN.com, Outlook.com, or even MyFitnessPal, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a fitness app.
Yeah, me and
I've used it before.
Yeah, I have too. It's a great app.
Yeah, when I'm trying to get in shape, you know, it's
and
a great way.
What I think is really valuable about that is MSN and Outlook and some pages like that. Usually, a lot of the times when I've seen them, they're landing pages for when you sort of close your browser and reopen. Like sometimes, a lot of times, coming from different sites, even that will be your landing page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly. So. And with Outlook.com, obviously, you know, that's email. So it's like, you can see ads as you're in your Outlook.com in your email. Hmm. And then there's a lot of different types of ads we can run. So kind of runs the gamut of you've got single image ads, you've got video ads, carousel, and also lead ads. So with the single image, as I kind of mentioned earlier, it's that sponsored content ad, which on average generates a 28% higher click-through rate than your right-hand column ad. So if you're on your website or if you're on your desktop, you'll be able to see on the right side, there's also a place for ads, but the ones that you'd be running with us would be those sponsored content. So it'd be right in the middle of the newsfeed. You would have that click to action or the CTA where you can make it say learn more or apply or register or whatever action you want the user to take after seeing your ad. It would also include an image and a caption like a standard social media post, as well as those engagement opportunities. So the like and the comment and the share buttons. We also can run video ads. So the video ads will run in the news feed as well as across the LinkedIn audience network, which are those other websites and apps outside of LinkedIn that have partnered with LinkedIn. These videos would run across all devices. And it also goes to show, too, that like more people are willing to share a video ad than they are a standard display ad. So a lot more people are engaging with a video ad. So that is just kind of a good recommendation. If you are looking to run LinkedIn, video ads do perform really well. And they will, you know, auto start on mute as the person scrolls. And then as the ad comes into view, you can click on it to unmute the video.
And if it has a cute furry kitten or a puppy, something like that to grab their attention, can't hurt. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, go ahead.
So you said it was on mute when it first appears, so you'll get a visual on it, and then as you proceed, it will unmute, or you can unmute
it? Yeah, you can unmute it, which is nice, because sometimes I'll forget, you know, when I'm scrolling through that I've, especially on, like, Instagram, because, you know, you click it to unmute it, and then it unmutes everything.
Exactly,
and so I'll, like, forget, and then be on later, and something pops up, and I'm like, oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. We can also do carousel ads with LinkedIn. So
I love carousel ads.
Yeah, me too. I think those are really exciting, especially like because you can have different frames. And so with a carousel ad, it's going to be display only, but you can have multiple different images and they can all click out to different pages. So for example, like if you're a college and you want to advertise all of your different schools, like your business school, your nursing school, your advertising school, you can have each of those in a different frame with a different image. And then each can click out separately to your different pages, to like the nursing school page versus the business school page and stuff like that. So it all doesn't drive to just your homepage. It's driving specifically to your nursing school, your business school, or whatever school, you know, that person who is engaging with your ad is interested in seeing by clicking on that frame of the carousel ad.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And if you have, I'm just trying to think of all the businesses where, you know, you've got multiple departments, you've got multiple customer service reps, you know, usually sometimes in these departments. So the last thing you want is your customer to get in this kind of endless, you know, pit of, okay, well, I'm not at the right person. And can you direct me over here? Can you get me to this place? Having the carousel with the different frames and everything goes to the particular department. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's similar to what we can do on Facebook, too. On Facebook, we can have the carousel ads as well. So, you know, I think across both, the carousels are great because you can showcase different services, you can showcase different products, and it can get you directly to where you want to go. So you're not kind of running in circles, like Jake was saying, trying to figure out where you need to be. And then we've also got lead ads. So lead ads are very interactive. These can run in the newsfeed, and they can be display or carousel or video. But these are typically you would click on the call to action, and it would be it would open up a lead generation form for you. So it would have different questions. It would pre-populate with your info, and then typically you would fill in like, you know, your email address. Maybe there's a box that's like, what are you looking for from this company? You can fully customize those questions, but this is a great way to kind of really get that engagement from the user and even to gain a lead because they're inputting their email address and that's going directly to the advertiser. And then here we have a lot of different targeting strategies. So, you know, similar to a lot of our other products, we always start with geography. We want to make sure that we're targeting, you know, specific areas that are relevant to your business. So with LinkedIn, it's limited to city and state. So, you know, we can put in different cities, we can put in different states when we're developing the campaign strategy. And so we'll layer on the geography first, and then we'll also layer on targeting strategies on top of that. So we'll be able to layer on people, you know, within Pensacola, Florida, and then we can layer on that category targeting, which is based on information that people have provided about themselves. And with LinkedIn, it's all first-party data because, you know, people are putting in information on their LinkedIn, such as age, gender, you know, what their jobs are, their job title, that sort of thing. So we're able to kind of compile all of this LinkedIn first-party data and put it into these different targeting categories.
Really lets you know a lot about your customer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we can target by member category as well as company. So, you know, if you're trying to reach people who have a job in finance or who have a job in the health field, like we're able to do that because, you know, on LinkedIn, everyone is very clear about what their job title is, what industry they're in, all the information is input for the profiles. And so that's something that we can do as well as by company. We can target by even the company industry. So there's a couple different, you know, there's lots of different targeting strategies there as well as age. We can do, if it's, we're looking for back to like the college example, we can target people based on their field of study. So people who are still in college, but are majoring in specific fields of studies. Even people who were recently promoted or recently switched jobs. So these are all different targeting categories that we can do through that LinkedIn, utilizing that LinkedIn first party data.
It's amazing. I always laugh. It just, as they say in the South, it always tickles me when you start talking about this because, you know, back before, you know, you guys, basically ADX Digital and this whole new revolution of digital advertising, there was no way to reach your audience as fine-tuned and specific as you guys can get. I mean, it was not possible.
Yeah.
And now you can get it down to, oh, well, he wears a blue shirt sometimes on Tuesdays. Let's go for him, you know? It's like...
Or on Wednesday, you wear pink.
Exactly.
Like Mean Girls.
Exactly, yes.
I don't know if you got that reference.
I did.
Okay.
I haven't seen it myself, but being around my wife enough, I get the reference. So, yeah.
Good. The joke landed.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Okay, yes. And kind of like you were saying, so with the custom audience matching, that's a way. So we like custom audience matching is another targeting strategy, and we relate that back to kind of current day direct mail. So, you know, in the past, well, I mean, you can still do this today, obviously, too, but like a lot of people just will send mail to their prospects. But we have kind of this new digital form of direct mailing customers that happens all digitally, and we call it custom audience matching. So how it works is you can provide to us a list of your prospects or even your clients, and we can upload that list and see and reach those people while they're on LinkedIn. So the list will need to include somebody's email address, their first and last name, their job title, their company. The more data points we can gather, the better. And then we'll be able to upload that list to LinkedIn. And then whoever has a LinkedIn profile, reach those people with an ad on LinkedIn. We can also do this by targeting companies' employees. If a company has a list of their employees, we just need those data points as well. And so kind of how we relate this to direct mail is, it's still a list, but instead of sending someone something in the mail, we're sending them something digitally. So they're getting an ad digitally. And so there's a lot of advantages here because if you think about direct mail, sometimes, you know, it can be expensive to create and print and mail a bunch of different, you know, print ads. A lot of times, you know, it's also going to be easy to miss. And it's hard to track. You don't know if somebody who is seeing, you know, getting your ad in the mail, if what they're doing with it, are they looking at it? Are they taking an action from that ad that they're getting in the mail, or are they not? And it's also with direct mail, you have poor frequency. You can really only serve, typically it's you'll get one ad in your inbox. Whereas with our digital direct mail or custom audience matching, we're able to serve somebody an ad multiple times with a frequency of ideally 3 per person, because typically somebody who sees an ad one time is not going to take any sort of action. They need to see the ad usually about 3 times. So with our custom audience matching, we can serve to that list of people and we can serve them in the ad multiple times to really try and get them to see your ad and take an action from seeing your ad. Mm. And another cool thing that we can do with custom audience matching specifically is matchback reports. So with matchback reports, that's a way of taking the list that you would provide us, and we would be able to essentially go through that list and highlight who we served an ad to out of the people that took an action or that you sold to, so that you can really see a very clear return on investment. So you can see out of this list of people that bought my product or this list of people that applied, you know, these were the ones that saw the ad. So you can kind of get that percentage of return on investment too, just through that matchback report with our custom audience matching.
What kind of businesses do you think, talking about LinkedIn, what kind of businesses just right off the top of your head would most have an advantage here for advertising on LinkedIn?
Yeah, definitely. So this is great. LinkedIn's great for recruitment. A lot of people are on LinkedIn when looking for jobs. So I think any companies who are trying to hire new employees, like, LinkedIn's going to be a great way to advertise to those people, especially based on the targeting categories, where we can target people who are looking for a new job in a specific industry. Also healthcare. So we talked about healthcare a little bit, but a lot of healthcare professionals, especially marketers, are on LinkedIn because of those different networking opportunities, the different groups, and they're able to kind of connect one-to-one with their audience. So healthcare is another great vertical when looking to advertise on LinkedIn. And then also B2B, so business to business. Those are companies that are providing goods and services to another company. So, if you're a local office supply company and you're selling to a local law firm, that would be B2B. Again, that wholesaler versus retailer relationship is also B2B. So B2B is also pretty prevalent when it comes to marketing on LinkedIn as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So LinkedIn is, again, one of our products at ADX Digital. It's a great product specifically for those verticals I just mentioned, but it's a great way to reach, to have that one-to-one connection with the target audience that you want to be reaching. And there's a lot of different strategies to reach those people, as well as a lot of different ad formats, whether it be display, video, carousel, and all of the other ones that we talked about. So definitely reach out if you're interested in LinkedIn ads.
Yeah. 262-6000. Give them a call, or you can send them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Or you can just go to adxdigitalmarketing.com and just click Get Started Today. And they will get you in contact with the people that you need to get in contact with, and they will start building your portfolio and your marketing strategy to hit your audience in ways that I'm just amazed at the type of analytics and the information that you guys can have. And especially with something like LinkedIn, where people are putting their very important, professional information out there. So you can really learn about your audience and get to those core customers quickly and easily. So Lexi Mendoza, thank you so much for being here today. Every Monday at 10:30. Mm-hmm. I always look forward to that. Next time I might have some Starbucks for us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I would love that.
And it's coming up on crawfish season, so we're going to have a crawfish boil at some point. All right, Lexi, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.